and I watched it very late because my metabolism has always been very night-oriented. So I would watch until there was no more TV. I remember we had a television aerial that would rotate. You had a control. You could ultimately, when all the other stations, the local stations, went off the air, you could pull in some very strange, of course they were American stations, but they would all be very difficult to see. There would be a lot of static and the sound would go in and out. And they would be very tantalizing. And there would be images that you perhaps wanted to be sexual or extreme or something. And you never knew whether you were projecting your own fantasies onto what you might want to see or whether you were really seeing those things.
If I'm required by law to answer the question.
I'm just asking you.
Why you got 47
minutes? That's my question. I don't understand.
You want to talk to DEA about it? They can,
if they can tell me if I'm required to answer the law or question, I'll answer the question.
It's a simple question. I just want to know why you have 47 minutes. It's not an unusual thing. I care if any city bus.
He refused to answer any questions. He don't want to answer. So we're going to have to take him down to the station and let DEA, FBI, and all the people talk to him.
Every one of them.
So we can do that.
How old are you?
25.
You answered that question, didn't you?
That's all my driver's license.
So, I mean, I can count that money. I can find out how much it is. It's right in front of me. I don't know why you had that money.
Yeah, he started this out there when I was trying to get everything cleared so he could catch his flight. And I said, okay, we're doing it here. He started playing this game again. I said, I'm done with it. So,
I've been completely cooperative, sir. I'm not playing any games.
You're not cooperative.
You won't ask
the question. Simply ask me about it.
If you have nothing to hide, then you can just tell us what it's for. I mean, it's just a simple. You're gonna have to have proof of why you have that much money anyway for the DEA.
I understand, sir. If I'm required by law, I'll be happy to answer the questions. I don't understand the law. I'm asking for you, sir, as guidance as law enforcement officer.
And this is yours? This is your individual part? And it's your money?
It does not money belong to me.
The money does not belong
to me? What am I required by law to answer?
Did you steal the money? Okay. Well, we're going to find this out. We're going to make you safe. We'll find out. So,
that bag, laptop above his head, and another bag underneath that. He's been to this trip. This is the last tag for him getting on his plane. When I got involved with it, I'm going to do this little double talk thing. And it's like, okay.
This farce. This 20th century Bastille that pretends to be a pocket democracy. Why don't you put us all into solitary confinement until you get what you're after and have done with it?
Brainwashed imbeciles. And you laugh, and you cry, and you think. Is this what they did to you? Is this how they tried to break you till they got what they were after?
Warum wir beide?
Your brother Jimmy, what do you think?
Required by law.
In your head must still be the remnant of a brain. In your hearts must still be the desire to be a human being again.
This is a most serious breach of etiquette.
I don't understand the law.
Well, you don't have to understand the law, is it?
I will tell you one thing. No matter what they decide to do with you, unless I'm satisfied about that, I don't have to let you go through my checkpoint.
This is why he has a pain possession. He don't want to answer any questions about it. He feels like we should tell him the law. He don't know if he has the answer.
I know he has insurance.
How much money is it?
What difference does insurance make?
This must be the generation. You know, it's these HMOs that have confused the issue. If the patient were part of an HMO, then I could understand your dilemma. With those babies, we get paid not to perform medical procedures. It's a little like when the government pays the farmers not to grow crops. But with insurance, we get paid to perform medical procedures.
He's got three insurance companies paying like clockwork. Told of last month's bill, $112,973.32.
My God, I get a cut from every procedure we do on the guy. He's got catastrophic health insurance.
Question. You were comatose, but you want to be kept alive for months by machine.
Hell no! When I go, I don't want to be tortured in some bed. I have this planned out for you. I'm going to be sitting on my back porch. I'm going to have a Cuban cigar in one hand, a big glass of scotch in the other, and a belly full of barbecued ribs with a ton of sauce. That's why I don't have insurance.
Really?
That's right. And my money is tied up in a trust that forbids anybody from using it for health.
Smart. What if you get sick?
If I get sick, no doctor on this planet's going to come 10 feet.
The lift, the elevator. I mean, what is it? It's a steel box with some buttons in it, and maybe a trapdoor for emergencies. Have you ever looked at that?
Sold out. I am worthless. What the fuck am I doing here? What the fuck am I doing here? Fuck. It is my weakness, my ultimate lack of conviction that brings me here. Easy.
Right is what I must do. And the wind comes a howling. Your eyes are beautiful. And the wind comes a howling. Right is our chicken. And the wind comes a howling. Your words make me feel good, and the wind comes a howling. You look good dressed in green, and the wind comes a howling. Thin birds fly at dawn, and the wind comes a howling. There are mushrooms in the moss, and the wind comes a howling, that spell secret sentences with one word from each. What are you thinking? I would like to know. What does the clock say? I'd sure like to know. The wind comes a howling and laps at sushi.
Talk to people who at long last know it's important. Living makes such meaningless distinctions. And how should I cut my hair? What kind of a car should I buy? Will interest rates go up?
I don't care about any of that stuff.
Precisely. all those things. The products you consumed, the politics you debated, the people you knew, all your life's moments, big and small. They look very tiny now.
The golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rule. They close one more factory. We should take a sledge to one of their fancy fucking foreign cars.
You know, you ought to have a little more patience with
me. Yeah, well, I'm all out. The whole deal is like some kind of crazy game. They put you at the starting line. And the name of the game is Make It Through Life. Only everyone's out for themselves and looking to do you in at the same time. Okay, man, here we are. Here we are. Now, you do what you can. But remember, I'm going to do my best to blow your ass away. So I...
There are some people who talk and some people who don't. There are some people who talk and some people who don't.
what we have created. It is almost a biological rebellion. Profound revulsion against the planned communities, programming, the sterilized, artfully balanced atmospheres. They hunger for an Eden where spring comes. They regard themselves as aliens in their own worlds.
Should be lengthy enough to seem substantial, yet concise enough to feel breezy. It should be serious with a slight wake. It should lay out a new course of action, but one that can change direction at any moment. If you must mention facts and figures, don't do so directly. The general thrust should remain embedded in one's mind forever. Specific words should be forgotten when they're. It should contain nothing that can't be confirmed or denied.
They talk about a living will. You don't need a living will. Just make sure you don't have money for health care, and you'll die a happy fella with a big smile on your face in your own king-size bed.
And that really was, I think, the central image for me. Forbidden images coming to you from a distant place that had great resonance for you.
There are some people who talk and some people who don't, which means that there are some people who leave this place and some who do not leave.
Has it ever occurred to you that you're just as much a prisoner as I am?
That's why it doesn't matter who number one is. It doesn't matter which side runs the military. Both sides are becoming identical. What, in fact, has been created? An international community. A perfect blueprint for world order. When the sides facing each other suddenly realize that they're looking into a mirror, they will see that this is the pattern for the future.
folks say, I'd sure like to know. Time shouldn't be wasted, should never be wasted.